From her disc, I Want You to Love Me, that was Francine Reed with her rendition of Wild Women Don't Get the Blues. Francine Reed bringing us into the third hour of 4 hours of the Blues Box for you here on a Friday on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and at 3 o'clock, Freetown Radio. Well, that last tune was written by Ida Cox, recorded by Ida. She was Paramount Records, billed her as the uncrowned queen of the blues back in the 1920s. Of course, Bessie Smith was the empress of the blues, but Ida Cox had just a load of recordings back in the 1920s. And a lot of them, like this tune, sort of sassy and outspoken in the lyrics, projecting a very, very liberated spirit, which that a lot of these ladies had. Ida Cox was very urbane, a very stylish dresser, and a very, very sharp businesswoman. That decade of the 20s saw a lot of great talent. talent emerge. A lot of it coming out of vaudeville tradition, some of it even earlier traditions. We're going to listen to one of the women from that era, Sippy Wallace. She recorded in the 1920s and ended up having her career revived in the 1960s at the urging of her old friend Victoria Spivey. We're going to listen to Sippy Wallace from 1966 with, Little Brother Montgomery's on piano on this track. Sippy herself was quite a pianist in her own time. Here she is, though, with Little Brother Montgomery doing a number called Suitcase Blues, Sippy Wallace.
Nobody's business, nobody's business. Nobody's business what I do. I go to church on Sunday, cabaret all day Monday. Nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business. Nobody's business now. Nobody's business what I do. I work all the week. Saturday night I make a little creep. Nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business. Nobody's business, no. Nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business. Nobody's business what I do. I go out and get a little high, come home and black my wife's eye. It's nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business, no. Nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business. Nobody's business. There is nobody's business what I do.
Tend to your own business, huh?
Big Bill Brunsey recorded back in the 1950s his rendition of Nobody's Business. Before hearing Big Bill Brunsey, we heard Sippy Wallace. We heard Sippy from 1966, recorded in Copenhagen, doing a number called Suitcase Blues. Big Bill Brunsey's career started in the 1920s, and Sippy Wallace had a great career back in the 1920s. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Billy Boy Arnold, who started his blues career as a very young man on the Chicago blues scene, blowing blues harp back in the 1950s, played and recorded with people like Howling Wolf, Bo Diddley, and others, ended up with a sort of regular job for years and a regular career, and when he retired in the 1990s, he got back into playing and recording some great blues. His latest disc, a new release, is called Billy Boy Arnold Sings Big Bill Brunsey, and he's accompanied here by Eric Noden on guitar and Billy Boy, of course, on vocals and blues harp. He's going to do a number that Big Bill Brunsey recorded with Jazz Gillum in 1940 or 41. They didn't have the first recording of this tune, but Gillum was later quoted as in an interview saying that Big Bill Brunsey actually wrote the piece. Whether or not that's true, well, I guess we may never really know. But anyway, one of the great blues standards. Here's Billy Boy Arnold with his take on Key to the Highway.
I got the key to the highway, built out and bound to go. I'm going to leave here running, because walking is most too slow. I'm going back to the border, where I'm better known, because you haven't did nothing but drove a good man away from home. Give me one more kiss, mama, just before I go. 'Cause when I leave this town, I won't be back no more. When the moon peep over the mountain, honey, I'll be on my way. I'm going to roam this highway until the break of day. Go. I'm going to leave here running because walking is most slow. Give me one more kiss, mama, just before I go. Now when I leave this time, I won't be back no more. When the moon peep over the mountain, honey, I'll be on my way. I'm going to roam this highway until the break of day. Well, so long, mama. I must say goodbye. I'm going to roam this highway until the day I die.
when he gets a chance. My name is Ramblin' when he gets a chance. He leaves his mark on everybody's path. Guess I'll travel, guess I'll let her be. Guess I'll travel, guess I'll let her be. Before she sticks her police dog on me.
Traditional blues master Paul Rochelle from his brand new release, a disc is called A Talking Guitar, his cover of Police Dog Blues. Before hearing Paul Rochelle here on the Blues Box on KRVS, we heard Billy Boy Arnold from his new disc. Billy Boy Arnold sings Big Bill Brunsey. We heard Billy Boy on blues harp and vocals doing a rendition of Key to the Highway. That last tune was first recorded back in 1920s by Blind Blake, an incredible guitarist with a lot of ragtime influence behind him. We're going to listen to Blind Blake now. He was one of the most influential guitarists that Paramount Records had in their stable. He and Blind Lemon Jefferson sold a whole lot of records for Paramount, and Blake recorded for Paramount from 1926 to 1932. Here is Blind Blake with a very interesting sort of novelty tune where he mimics the syncopations of a Dixieland band. Here is Blind Blake with Seaboard Stomp.
Take that right-hand road. down to Chickasaw, gone take that right hand road. That I ain't gonna stop till I come up in Big Mama Dome. Folks down to Chickasaw say they all know my name. Down the chicken sauce, they all know my name. And when I'm down there, man, sure be glad I came.
Alvin Youngblood Hart with the title track to his 1996 OK Records release, Big Mama's Door. And this one definitely put him on a blues map, nationally speaking. Before hearing Alvin Youngblood Hart, we heard Blind Blake from the 1920s. The legendary guitarist did a number called Seaboard Stomp. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And it is time to take a look at some of the music going on around the area. Tonight, the Mercy Brothers play at Blue Moon Saloon. The Onlys will be at Blue Dog Cafe. The Wayne Blue Burns Band, as well as the Specklers, play Artmosphere. Crawfish Cowboys will be at the Shed in Scott. Don Rich and Friends will be playing for a fundraiser for the Affiliated Blind. That takes place at Grant Street Dance Hall. Willie T and Cypress with special guest Warren Storm play Vermilionville this evening. Blue Eyed Doll is at the Wild Salmon. Jambalaya at Randall's. Quail Manifold at Backstage Bar and Grill this evening. Lerone Rubin will appear at Charlie G's. Gina Delafosse will be at Whiskey River. Scott Allen Stagg plays Bisbanos this evening. Also tonight, David Greeley and Chris Stafford with a Gumbo Jet will play at McGee's Landing. Walter Jr. is the E. Monelli. And the Nouveau String Band with Ann Sava will perform at the Fueling Station in downtown Lafayette this evening. Tomorrow morning, Joe Hall and Louisiana Cane Cutters play for a Zydeco breakfast at the Café des Amis in Brobridge. Tomorrow evening, Megan Jean and the KFB, as well as the Rotten Cores, are at Artmosphere. Scott Allen Stagg will be at Blue Dog Cafe. Michael Guidry plays tomorrow night at Charlie G's. Donnie Whiteboy Jennings will be at Backstage Bar and Grill. Warren Storm, Willie T, and Cypress will be at Blue Moon Saloon tomorrow night. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew play The Shed in Scott. And Kevin Nakaz at Randall's tomorrow evening. Also tomorrow, Royal Blood, Black Ferratu, and the Freetown Hounds will be at the Wild Salmon. Gino Delafosse is at La Poussière and Brew Bridge. And Cedric Watson and Bijou Creo will play McGee's Landing tomorrow night. And just about every Saturday afternoon, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville. And on Sunday at Vermilionville, Corey Ledet will be playing. Also on Sunday, Rube Boogaloo will be at Blue Dog Cafe for a brunch. And the Onlys, Kevin Sicani and Peter Youngblood, will be at Blue Moon Saloon. Horace Trahan plays Whiskey River Sunday. Zydeco Ray will be at Randall's and Taylor Verrett at Artmosphere. Every Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Also Mondays, Keith Blair and Dustin Saunier play Scotty's Ice House. On Tuesday night, there's a jazz jam at Bisbanos, and it's Songwriters Night Tuesday night at Artmosphere. And Backstage Bar and Grill has a jam on Tuesday and Thursday nights. And there's a Cajun jam every Wednesday night at Blue Moon Saloon. Well, Warren Storm's playing both tonight and tomorrow night in the area. Warren has a blues album out. He's, of course, best known for a lot of great locally produced music, a lot of great swamp pop. But his blues disc is called Dust My Blues. And he has a number of great tunes on that particular effort. It was recorded up in the Chicago area some years back. And he has with him Studebaker John Grimaldi on blues harp and slide guitar. Here's Warren Storm and Studebaker John with a take on the old Willie Dixon tune, Mellow Down Easy.
You jump, jump here. You jump, jump there. Jump, jump, jump everywhere, and you mellow down easy, mellow down easy. You mellow down easy when you really want to blow your top. You shake, shake here, you shake, shake there, you shake, shake, shake. Hey. Then you mellow down easy. Mellow down easy. You mellow down easy when you really wanna blow your top. We'll be right back.
you keep your mouth shut real tight. My man's an undertaker. He's got a coffin as your son.
From Chicago, that was Zora Young with My Man's an Undertaker. That from her Delmark Records release of the year 2000, Learn My Lesson, the name of that disc. Before hearing Zora, we heard Warren Storm and the Blues Rockers from Warren's blues disc, Dust My Blues. This one, again, done a few years back. And he had with him Studebaker John on slide guitar and blues harp. And Warren did a nice version of the old Willie Dixon tune, Mellow Down Easy. He'll be playing tonight. He'll be appearing at Vermilionville and tomorrow night at Blue Moon Saloon. We're going to stick with Chicago blues. We're going to turn next to Buddy Guy, some early Buddy Guy. Here's Buddy with a tune called This Is the End.
I got a feeling it won't be long. running round. Oh, we used to live together at one place. I'm tell you, started running round.
Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
Made this lonesome boy wild.
Charlie Musselwhite from his 1990 release, Ace of Harps. Charlie on blues, harp, and vocals. He was born in Mississippi, raised in Memphis, befriended Will Shade of the Memphis Jug Band and people like Furry Lewis, and finally moved up to Chicago back in 1962. He's been all over the map since, a really, really great harp player. Prior to hearing Charlie here on the Blues Box, we heard Buddy Guy. We heard some early Buddy Guy. We heard Buddy doing a take on the Ike Turner tune, This Is the End. We're going to go next to Texas, or at least a lady living in Texas for some years. We're talking about Marsha Ball. Here's Marsha Ball live with That's Enough of That Stuff.
Bad Boy Act on guitar, Pat. Don Bennett on the bass, Don Bennett. Corey Keller on the drums, newest member of the band, Corey.
Marcia Ball, once again, from a disc called Live Down the Road, recorded back in 2005. Marcia Ball, born in Texas, actually born in Orange, grew up on the other side of Sabine in Vinton, Louisiana, went to LSU back in the 60s, and settled in Austin around early 1970s. She's got her feet in both states. Strong New Orleans piano on that track. Marcia Ball, you're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are also a member-supported public radio. Our listeners keep us on the air with annual contributions. We'd like to thank those of you who do and those of you who don't. We hope that you'll join us and support us with a contribution. And you can pledge securely online at krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR. We'll be back at 12:06 starting out in Texas. Here's Little Walter to take us up to news time with NPR at a number called Roller Coaster.